Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tolos, we are running a million miles an hour. No dozing off in this show. Mm-hmm. It is time to do our whip around the sports world. We don't usually do it at 4 o'clock, but you, like you said earlier, the 3 o'clock hour was so great with interaction. Push those two segments a little bit late. Let's get to our Daily Wires. Here's the buzz happening around the sports world. As if it couldn't get any worse for Carolina's sports fans, their baseball team continues to suck. The Atlanta Braves dropped 2 of 3 against the Astros over the weekend. They're 66-83 on the season. They'll be taking on Washington tonight at 6:45 with Spencer Strider on the bump.
But the good thing is, for Braves fans out there, and I said this I think last week, Diesel, the light at the end of the tunnel is approaching. In less than 3 weeks, the season will be over with.
That's not a light. That's a train.
Cole. Yeah, you're right.
That's a train.
Well, the train's been just hitting us all year. So it should be used to getting hit by a train because they've sucked all year. So no surprise there.
Speaking of baseball, the Hub City Spartanburgers are in the championship series against Brooklyn. Now, unfortunately, it didn't go so well for them last night.
No.
They are in an 0-1 hole in a three-game series. So the Burgers will be on the field, Fifth Third Park, tomorrow at 6:35, game 2 of the South Atlantic League Championship Series.
Yeah, it's tough to lose in the fashion they did. Again, you mentioned it, a huge, huge loss there.
And Brooklyn's really good.
They are, 12-run really loss. Team. Now it's do or die in Spartanburg tomorrow, game 3 if necessary on Wednesday. By the way, Tolo's out there. We'll be joined by Ian Unsworth at 5:22 today, the media relations director and play-by-play voice of the Spartanburgers, to talk about this championship series. It's a big one. I am going to try my best tomorrow to be there. Hopefully you Spartanburger fans out there can provide a good atmosphere, because reality is it could be the last game of the season and they need the crowd behind them. You said it, Diesel. It's a really good Brooklyn team, but boy, you don't want to see the season come to an end.
Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will need toe surgery that it's going to sideline him for at least 3 months. This is coming from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Joe Burrow was hurt with 8:36 remaining in the second quarter of yesterday's 31-27 home win when Jacksonville Jaguars defensive end Arik Armstead sacked him. The play resulted in Burrow being under other players who had fallen on top of him. Very simply, and I saw this play out on TV earlier, if you look at the bottom, the palm of your hand, like it's the bottom of a foot, this spot right here across the pads of your palm, basically there's a tear right there. And that's got to be
painful.
I'll
tell painful. You what, man. I'll save this. I'll save most of this for my overreaction in an hour from now for Overreaction Monday, Diesel. But, man, I'll tell you what. I am just devastated for Joe Burrow. That guy has had such bad luck. And I've got an overreaction coming at 5 related to Joe Burrow.
Is he going to be the next Andrew Luck that came in with a tremendous amount of promise? I hope but not. Just kept getting hurt.
But and the thing is, he was in the Super Bowl his first, what, first, second season, something like that. I mean, just ultimately, right off, we thought, oh, God. And he's still a really, really talented quarterback. Mm-hmm. Last year, he had a great year. The defense sucked. The offensive line still sucks. But, man, I feel so bad for Joe Burrow.
The Dallas Cowboys, needing some help with the pass rush, have gone ahead and signed veteran Jadeveon Clowney. That deal expected to be finalized today. Haven't quite seen the details if it's fully finalized yet, but they're looking at a one-year, up to $6 million deal.
That's right. And, you know, depth-wise, I think it's a good thing to have Clowney. We all know that Clowney's not what Clowney used to be, but I think they're looking for a little depth on that defensive front. Too bad Clowney can't play in the secondary, because that's where Dallas is really struggling right now, giving up so many yards yesterday to Russell Wilson, making him look like Russell Elway. You know, and look, Deron Bland was out. But that's a good signing, I think, because you can get him for pretty cheap, right? A few million dollars, whatever it is, and then maybe add some depth at that defensive line spot.
Cole, going to go into this a little bit deeper in the 445 segment, but Virginia Tech and UCLA have moved on from their respective head coaches.
Wow.
DeShaun Foster and Brent Pry of UCLA and Virginia Tech were sacked just three games into the season. Virginia Tech took a 45-26 home loss to an in-state G5 Old Dominion team. They were being booed while heading into the locker room. Just an ugly, ugly 0-3 start for the Hokies.
I'm telling you, man, like, you talk about how things can change so quickly in this sport. A couple of weeks ago on a Sunday afternoon, this guy had an opportunity to beat South Carolina. Like, they made that game really, really close, right? And then all of a sudden, you and I were talking about it last week. There's no way they'll lose to Old Dominion, right? No, I mean, surely not. They won't lose to Old Dominion. What'd they do?
Lost to Old Dominion. Yeah, and what's really interesting about that, and this is what we'll get to in the 445 segment, is those two firings trigger a 30-day transfer portal window for any player on those rosters.
Isn't that crazy?
It's wild. We'll see how that plays out. The Carolina Panthers start the season 0-2 after a 27-22 loss on the road to the Arizona Cardinals. It's the fourth consecutive year the Panthers have opened the season 0-2. Looked awful for the first half. Made a comeback there in the second half, specifically the fourth quarter. Thought they could have made that game interesting. But when you dig yourself into that deep of a hole, Cole, it's hard to dig out.
I'll tell you what, man, you start 0-2 in the NFL, and for fan bases, it's a death knell, because, like, you've looked forward to the season starting all year. You're right, you've had hopes, you've had promises. In this case, you signed Tet McMillan, you thought Bryce Young was going to be better, you thought you'd have some guys out there with Adam Thielen, but that didn't happen. Bryce hadn't looked great. Tet's looked okay. I mean, he looked good. I mean, yeah, probably worth a first-round pick, but you know, you've got problems. And Diesel, I'll say this, man, not to go too far down a rabbit hole right now, Xavier Leggett is MIA. Like, this guy's – we're getting real close to have to use the B word with that guy. Oof. And I don't want to use it yet, but they're just not good right now. And 0-2, man, the NFL, it's a death knell. Like, what do you have to look forward to? You don't make the playoffs when you start 0-2, Diesel.
Speaking of a little extra news, and this is just another kick in the groin, the Carolina Panthers will place Robert Hunt, starting guard, and their center Austin Corbett on IR after both suffered significant injuries in yesterday's game. Hunt is expected to undergo season-ending surgery on his left bicep. Austin Corbett sustained a grade 3 MCL injury to his left knee.
That's tough.
Good.
And by the way, I did fail to mention, Zach brought it up on the stream, congratulations to Hunter Renfrow yesterday.
Yeah, two touchdowns.
Yeah, so big day for him.
That second one, that was a thing of beauty. That was thrown into really tight coverage. Good throw, good escape by Bryce, good throw, great catch by Hunter Renfrow. Arch Manning already getting booed in Austin, Texas, Cole. They won the game 27-10. Mm. However,
it was a tough opponent, though, right?
Yeah.
It was 2017. It's a tough opponent.
A top G5. There's that. Yeah. Booed in the first half. It's a rough start there for the Arch era.
No doubt.
I don't know. I don't know if fans are going to check out on him. I mean, when the expectations are that high. Does this story not sound a little bit like the Clemson situation?
Mm.
The expectations are that high, and you fail to live up to them. Fans will turn on you in a heartbeat, Cole.
Yeah, they will.
Two football games on tonight in the NFL. You got the Bucs and the Texans at 7 o'clock on ESPN, and then Chargers-Raiders at 10 o'clock.
Look, two football games is better than one, and one's better than none, so I'll take it. I'll take it.
Donald Trump took to Truth Social to criticize the NFL's sissy kickoff rule, his words. He stated that he believes it goes against the essence of football and that it's just as dangerous as the previous kickoff rules.
Has anybody out there actually like enjoyed the new kickoff? I mean, the second year of it, right? But I hadn't seen anybody like it.
But should the president tell Roger Goodell what to do with his game?
You're surprised that our president's
no
telling somebody? I mean, come on.
Sign an executive order, I'm sure. For the first time this season, South Carolina and Clemson have both dropped outside of the AP Top 25, Cole. South Carolina sits effectively 28th. I think Clemson fell to 31st. Something in the range of like 6th, 7th, 8th in others receiving votes.
Yeah. And by the way, just want to be completely fair. There have been past presidents several years ago that have been very involved with sports. So if we're going to talk about, you know, one president and their energy toward a sport, let's make sure we keep it fair because there were other presidents before the last one that were very involved in sports. So just saying.
Well, there you go. Those are your daily wires, the buzz happening around the sports world. And we mentioned it a little bit, Cole, earlier. I want to play this audio for you of Brian Kelly. I'm Brian Kelly.
This is great, by the way.
He had a reporter ask him immediately into the press conference about why some things weren't going well, even after a win against Florida. And his reaction, I think, is justified, but it's also it's a bit much. Here's Brian.
Brian in the back. I know you love these immediate post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game.
Hello?
We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
Ooh,
so out of line.
I love that. I absolutely love it. So, I mean, we can break this down in so many ways.
Oh,
is Brian so Kelly... Good. Is Brian Kelly wrong in what he said? No, I don't think so. Is the reporter wrong in what he said? No, I don't think so. Was it the best time to ask that question, Diesel? Probably not, right? Mm-hmm. You said it earlier before we went on the air. Maybe wait till Tuesday or Wednesday to let that question be asked. But ultimately, Caden Durham has 45 carries for 196 yards, two touchdowns, and he's averaging 4.4 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, LSU can't run the ball. It's a valid question, but Brian Kelly obviously very upset that it was asked right after the big win.
I mean, they put together 332 offensive yards in that game, which is it's good enough to win against a weak Florida.
That's right.
Not amazing, right? But it's an SEC opponent. They have good players on defense, too, that try to limit what they're doing. They threw for 220 yards in this game. Why not say, if you're Brian Kelly, does it matter when you see how well Garrett threw the ball? Does it matter when you see that he threw for 220 yards? I know you want us to run the ball because it makes you feel all good and warm and fuzzy when we put up 200 yards on the ground. But he was still 15 of 27 for 220 and a touchdown. Averaged 8 yards per reception. It wasn't a mind-blowing game for Garrett Nussmeier, but it's good enough to win. And especially when you say that we beat Florida on the ground, 102 to 79. Again, those are not sexy numbers. That's awful if you're Florida, to be honest, to muster only 79 rushing yards in a game. Now, Florida also torched LSU in receiving yards, 287 to 220. Okay, torched is not the right word when it's 67 yards.
Yeah.
But they beat them throwing the football. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. You won the game.
You won the game.
And you get better and you learn things about yourself in poor performances, and you still get the win.
So what's interesting about that, Diesel, is, look, you're right. Brian Kelly's right. In the SEC, you will take a win any way you can get it, right? Yeah. There's no doubt. Like, you will take a hard – is Florida great? No. Is it still an SEC win? 100% at all. 100% it is. It's an SEC win. Now, what do we say all the time with Clemson and South Carolina too, Diesel? You can win games but still have underlying issues. We saw that with South Carolina the first 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
With Virginia Tech and with South Carolina State.
Hey, where are those people that said that were all on top of me for saying that it was an ugly win against Virginia Tech?
Right.
It's where an are ugly those people?
Yeah, I mean, same thing for Clemson, right? There are so many teams out there that have wins but also have underlying issues. Brian Kelly, again, not wrong in what he said, Diesel. I think you said he apologized. I'm sure he regrets and the way he which about, right? The manner, the tone. I'm sure he regrets that. But as a coach, when you prepare all week long and you're facing an SEC team and it's a grind and it's a battle, you'll take it. Like, you'll take it any way you can get it. It doesn't matter if it's a safety, a field goal, 1 point, 60. And the SEC winning's hard. So I think that's where probably his frustration was with the reporter.
This was his quote from his news conference today. Quote, I've texted with the reporter and offered my apology to him for the way I handled the questioning. I think it's important to understand that, you know, my standards relative to how we work with the media on a day-to-day basis need to be higher. And I take responsibility for that, and I'll be better in the future. Look, I mean, if you're LSU, you're a top five team. And you could handle that by saying, look, did we look particularly great today? No. Are there things that we can fix? Yes. But college football, especially this season, is going to be a war of attrition. Because think how crazy it is that so many teams have struggled to uphold what their preseason expectations were. Clemson, prime example. South Carolina is a good example. Texas and Arch, maybe the most glaring example. Everybody thought Arch was going to be the second coming.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been. He's been bad. Does that not mean that Arch can get better? Of course he can get better. I mean, he's got a lot of talent. He was recruited to Texas for more than just his last name.
He was. And look, I like where LSU's at. Do they have to run the football better? I think so. I think they've got to be better in the ground game because, like, now let's give the reporter some credit as well. To his question, to his point, Diesel, I don't know the guy. I would imagine that the reporter is thinking about it from a big picture standpoint, right? That in order for your team to get where you want to be, eventually at some point this season, you're going to have to be able to run the football. Is the reporter right? Probably so. Is Brian Kelly right in saying what he did? I think they're both right.
Well, Tolo, speaking of somewhere you want to be, how about this? At the end of the next segment, we're going to talk to Grayson Mann of TigerNet. At the end of the next segment, we'll give you a chance to call in and win Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets on Friday. You heard us have on Jeff Plate, the drummer of TSO, and they are going to be playing two shows right here in Greenville in the month of December, and if you want to score those tickets, be listening after Grayson Mann in the next segment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every Monday at 4:22 p.m., we talk to Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. If you didn't know that, Tolos, make sure you set a reminder for every single Monday if you want to hear Grayson Mann and some really good Clemson conversation right here on the Fan Upstate. Grayson, let's start with this. The most ridiculous, the most outlandish overreaction you've seen from Clemson fans this weekend has been what?
Oh, it's interesting because I feel like I've seen it all this weekend. I really have. It's been something, Cole, to really say it. Since Saturday, it feels like my phone has been an earthquake that won't stop shaking.
Mm.
And I don't know. I look at overreactions, and maybe the loudest one in the room that I've seen is probably the Fire Dabo ones, which would probably never happen. So if I had to choose one, I feel like a lot of the reactions from Clemson fans, which – maybe crazy for me to say, I feel like the frustration's pretty warranted right now. And so when I look at some of the reactions online asking for change and a lot of the things that we'll probably talk about today, maybe that one that I've mentioned is a little over the top. But overall, I've read a lot of comments. I've seen a lot of frustration. And I feel like a lot of it's valid. Mm.
Grayson, do you feel like that might be part of the problem in the fact that Dabo Swinney might be the only football coach in college football right now who knows that no matter what he does, he's never getting fired, right? I mean, Nick Saban was that guy before he ultimately left the profession. But Dabo has no pressure whatsoever from Graham Neff, and that's not something that any other coach in football can say. And, you know, you kind of get this, well, ho-hum, we're pretty good. I know we hadn't played well, but we're a pretty good team. I mean, don't you think that there needs to be some pressure from up top from you know, Graham Neff and co?
I'm not going to speak on any conversations he and Dabo might have had, but I can sure tell you that there's pressure coming from the fan base. And that's a very loud group, very loud majority of folks that are angry and folks that have kind of seen months and months of anticipation and hype about this team. And on paper, when we listed everything out this summer, you felt like on paper, I stressed that enough. It feels pretty jarring for the last 21 days of how much things have changed. But on paper, you looked at this in July and felt this team could make the playoffs. This team's got a favorable schedule. And 1-2, the loss to Troy could have easily made it 0-3. And so things have kind of snowballed in the wrong direction. It's just a ball that continues to pile up. And there's someone at the bottom of the hill that's seeing this thing charging down, and they don't have time to dive out of the way. So they're just kind of embracing their arms left and right and saying, let's just embrace the suck, as my strength coach used to say.
Grayson, I think I'm guilty of it too, in terms of buying into the hype a little bit or way too much from what we had in the offseason and what we heard. I want to ask you this, though. I think the fair question to ask is, for all of us, myself included, why were we buying into hype during the offseason? What did we see from 2024 against quality opponents that made us believe this was a national championship team and Heisman quarterback?
Yeah, we saw a quarterback that in multiple occasions, Clemson needed him at their bleakest hour. I look at the game against Pittsburgh. They're down 3 points on the road to a Pittsburgh team that had a lot of hype entering this year. And Klubnik drives down the distance of the field, 50-yard scramble, touchdown, impromptu moment. He gets it done. Virginia Tech, this team's reeling from a Louisville loss. Klubnik, a couple second-half touchdowns, gets it done in Blacksburg. Not an easy place to play. You have the ACC championship. Klubnik puts up 34 points. ACC championship MVP, multiple ACC championship spots. He's been the best player on the field. Texas, where Texas knows they're going to throw the football because Phil Maffa is basically a limping horse in the barn. And he goes out there and puts on a show. And so all the players that had come back, TJ Parker, Peter Woods, Antonio Williams, who's hurt still, Cade Klubnik, a lot of national hype as well that hasn't really been seen at Clemson. Even in years past where maybe locally the team and local fans thought, hey, this is going to be pretty good. Feels like the national media was pushing that. Now, I'm not assessing blame by any means, but it feels like collectively, everywhere you looked, Clemson was the media darling, and all of a sudden that's fallen apart. So on paper, this team looked like it had the right pieces, and it felt like Dabo had finally put it all together, but some of the same issues that we talked about from last year, 2023, 2022, they're still prevalent, and that's a big problem.
Grayson, benching Bryce Young seemed to work for him in the second half of the season last night for the Carolina Panthers. Is there any indication, you would know better thinking back on the entirety of Cade Klubnik's career, where Dabo has pulled him from games and Cade's reaction after finally getting back in?
I mean, there hasn't been a moment in my mind where it's felt like Klubnik was, even in 23 when things were really bleak, it felt like Klubnik was only coming out if he was hurt or Clemson had designed something for Vezina like we saw against Troy. But I have said, and I said this morning on our podcast on TigerNet, that if things go sideways again on Saturday, then I think you got to throw 17 out there and see what you can do. I think that there's a... At that point, and by I mean sideways, I mean things have gotten really disastrous. And at that point, when you're 1-3, the season's over. And throwing Vezina out there helps you study data for 2026. And so that's the conversations we got to have at this point with this team. And it may sound harsh. It may sound like things have gotten really bleak where your millionaire quarterback, it's getting paid a lot of money, is all of a sudden not really the option for – the team may not be the best option for the team 4-3 games in. So it's a pretty sobering reality after he was one of the Heisman front runners entering 2025. And you look across the country too, expectations have been the Achilles heel for other quarterbacks. Arch Manning has not looked the part. Cade Klubnik has not looked the part. Garrett Nussmeier struggled outside the gate out of maybe a couple drives against Clemson. So not a great year for quarterbacks in that top three there, but that's my opinion that some may agree. The leading man probably certainly disagrees with what I have to say, but at some point you got to try something new.
Grayson, you mentioned there in that answer that if they were to lose to Syracuse, they'd have 3 losses and the season would be over. So let me ask you this. Does that mean that if and when that third loss comes at whatever point in the season, it's a wash, so you should go ahead and start planning for 2026?
That's just my personal opinion. I think that in 2022, after that Syracuse game, when it looked pretty apparent that DJ had lost a step and it was time, Klubnik came in, won you that game with a lot of energy. Now, granted, they just ran the football down Syracuse's throat that afternoon, but Klubnik provided you something. The team played with a little bit more energy. And whenever you have to bench a quarterback, the team usually plays a little bit better that next week because everybody's on notice at that point. Now, it stinks that we're having to have this conversation about Klubnik, a quarterback that we've seen play really well, and we've sat here and done this segment in the past or in any other point and talked about, man, Klubnik was brilliant on Saturday, or he really made some plays for them to win. That hasn't been the case this year, and for a third-year starting quarterback with a third-year offense and a third-year offensive coordinator, yes, Riley's play calling hasn't been great, but there are players that are open. There are guys that you rewatch the game and certain reads are being stared down. There are certain turnovers that can't happen with Klubnik at the helm. And so there's just, at some point, you got to find how long is the leash and what does this team need to get that shot in the arm that it desperately needs.
Find him on Twitter at gray_man21. You mentioned his name, so let's park on Garrett Riley here for just a second. I asked you a couple of weeks ago if you thought Garrett Riley would be the OC at Clemson next year. Now we're looking at things through a different lens. And things have not gone well.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a ludicrous statement to make that maybe at the end of the season, if things don't improve, they may move on from Garrett Riley?
I think we were talking about if he could be a head coach somewhere, which is crazy how things change, right?
Yeah.
It's what results do. And I think for Riley, it's a contract year and hasn't so far performed up to the standard that maybe fans had hoped for. Now, I will say, I would love to see what he could do with a different quarterback because we've only seen one. And maybe there's a little bit more he can do with a different playmaker, a Tate Reynolds that he's recruited that I really like, a really raw prospect, but under the right coaching, keyword the development right there for him, I think it'd be really good. Kareem Hewley, 2027, really likes Garrett Riley and really likes what he could do with this Clemson offense. So maybe looking down the road with some of these potential freshmen coming in, say maybe we got to give it a little bit more, and so you have that leeway there. But it's an interesting conversation again that we're having. Is these are the questions that we are pondering and answering here on September 15th instead of maybe November 15th.
Yeah.
It caught up a lot quicker, and I think we had said in Charlotte that 1-2 was potentially on the table for this team, but it could have looked a lot different, and there could have been that mulligan of, well, they did beat the living, you know what, out of Troy. And, man, that LSU game just came down to – and we've said the – Sweeney has said it's come down to a few plays, but they're also a few plays away from 8-0-3. So I don't really – I don't buy into that one for sure.
So, Grayson, it kind of reminds me – and it works well since you're a Patriots fan. It kind of reminds me of the is it or was it Brady or was it Belichick, right? When it comes to Riley and Klubnik. You're saying that there's, you know, and I think other Clemson fans would agree with you that maybe let's see what another quarterback looks like under Garrett Riley. And I guess that kind of begs the question of, are we saying that it's more on Klubnik in your mind?
I do. I am saying that. I've watched the last three games multiple times. And the conclusion that I think LSU, you could pin a lot of that on the offensive line and the protection. And that only holds up so true if on Saturday we're against Georgia Tech. I thought the protection was fine. I thought that combination played really well and gave Klubnik a lot of time, but the offense was hot and cold. There were moments where Klubnik made plays and made open throws. The one to Westco where he ended up doing the rest himself, read the field well, scanned it, made a couple of big third down throws, but there's still some of those same mistakes that we've done this for three games now and had the same sort of complaints.
So if it's on Klubnik, didn't mean to cut you off, but if it's on Klubnik, kind of a follow-up, just a curiosity question. I think Clemson fans want to know this as well. If it's more on Klubnik from what you're seeing when you watch the game and then go back and watch it, what is it exactly that you're seeing that others that you talk to see as well as to why he just simply isn't getting it done?
It seems to be a mental thing because I think the talent's there that we've seen it at some points, but there's a lot of the same habits and mistakes. And one of the things that really caught my eye and caught my ear was when Sweeney talked about some of the habits that Cade Klubnik had in the LSU game and said, I don't know where that came from. That feels like something from his the first few starts that he had as a sophomore, where the feet in the pocket aren't all there. Maybe he's staring down a read or two. And a couple, there was one to Josh Sapp against LSU where it was double coverage, but he's looking at it the whole time and still throws it anyways. And I'm thinking, that's a senior quarterback. That's a third-year starter. I don't know where that throw's coming from a guy that I've seen make layered throws against Texas in the playoffs. So there's this jarring reality of, I've seen it on the other side, so I don't know where these habits are coming from. And so it's a really confusing, and it's jarring is the word, Cole, to really think about it. But it's these same habits for the last three games where it's just a little bit frustrating. I feel for the fans. I really do. It's a frustrating thing to have to process.
Grayson, you pointed out there that Dabo is getting pressure and heat from the fans. I don't know how much of that he hears and how much of that he is insulated away from. But the Clemson media has been criticized quite heavily in the past and on this show about an hour ago for sometimes taking it a little too easy on Dabo and kind of asking the softball questions. He's got a media availability tomorrow. Do you think that there's a chance that the tenor of those media availability sessions changes if this play continues over the course of this season?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I will say, though, that the guys that are on this beat do a fantastic job. A lot of them really do. And so I think that comment's usually frustration, just because there's a certain way, and we've seen it with, unfortunately, sometimes you ask the hard question, and the coach and Brian Kelly ends up throwing a tirade in front of your colleagues. So there's a tough balancing act. And usually, and sometimes with these situations, in Sweeney's case and in our case, we ask the tough question. The relationship usually clashes. There's bound to be moments like that. So could things get contentious? Potentially. But I think what we'll do as a collective beat is we'll ask the necessary questions, and maybe fans won't like it. Maybe they do. And I think that's just up to them. But overall, I think this beat does do a pretty good job of evaluating this team. And I think questions and the opinion of that's pretty subjective, depending on who you ask.
One of our Tolos on the stream asked about if we could ask you, Grayson, on why Gideon Davidson hasn't seen much playing time.
Yeah, I think it's just the playbook for him and still trying to grow into it. Randall really hasn't been one that has dictated we really got to get him off the field. Felt like Randall's been Clemson's spark plug for the last few weeks. Against Troy, several plays that Randall made that opened in that second half that gave Clemson their only win of the season thus far. And then on 3rd and 22, as you guys know, if you're running the football on 3rd and 22, you're essentially waving the white flag on that drive. And you're just trying to prevent a disastrous play. And Randall takes it 30 yards. And so there's been a lot of positives from 8, but yeah, I think Davidson's a heck of a ball player and someone that Sweeney said before fall, I think it was either fall camp or before we really got into the weeds of the season, that Davidson was the best high school back in the country his senior year. So I think for him, it's just going to come down to the coach's trust. A lot of that's going to come down to blocking specifically, sort of the nuances of the position. But overall, I think that the rotation to the question, I'd like to see more out of Davidson, especially with the way the season's going. It's all about data points from here on out and trying to figure out what is valuable to this group and this roster for next year, potentially, especially if Saturday continues in this trend.
Grayson, you're the best. Appreciate your time, and hit Dabo with a tough one tomorrow, would you?
I'll do it for you, Diesel, just for you, buddy.
Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. Always appreciate him and his time on the show. He is fantastic. And as Diesel said, make sure you give him a follow on Twitter, on X. Do it right now and let him know you heard him on the Fan Upstate. It's Gray_Mann21. That's with two N's. Gray_MANN21 is where you can give him a follow on Twitter, on X.
And you heard me bring it up earlier at the tail end of the last segment. Now's your chance, Tolos. Be caller number 5 at 844-326-3663 for your chance to win 2 tickets to go see Trans-Siberian Orchestra Friday, December 12th at Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville. Caller number 5 again at 844-326-3663. Going to score those tickets. when we come back. Two head coaches got the axe this weekend, and it's triggering a really interesting new caveat and part of the House versus NCAA settlement. We'll talk about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next on The Fan Upstates. Well, congratulations to Tim from Simpsonville. Scored those Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. Guess what? As the phone lines completely lit up, all eight lines were lit up, we're going to have another chance for you to win every single day this week. So, Tolos, if you didn't win this time, if your name's not Tim from Simpsonville, you're going to have more chances.
Let's go.
So keep listening. Every day this week, we'll hook you up with a chance to score those tickets. But Cole, we got two head coaches in college football who already have gotten the big ugly axe. Just 3 weeks into the season, Virginia Tech's Brent Pry after starting 0-3 and UCLA's Deshaun Foster. I mean, could it have gone any worse for Deshaun Foster? I mean, from the introductory press conference, he was stumbling and fumbling over his words. They bring in Joey Aguilar as a transfer this year. Then they say, "No, what? Wait. We're going to go after Nico." They bring Nico in. They let Joey go. Nico has sucked.
Yeah,
Joey's been really good at Tennessee. I mean, it's as bad as it gets.
Makes Josh Heupel look like the smartest guy in the room, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look, UCLA has fallen down on tough times so bad. I mean, it is as bad as it can get. And it doesn't surprise me because, like, there's just no excuse for it. There's just no excuse in my mind for, in this new era of college football, for Southern Cal and UCLA in California with all that money, all that talent right there in your backyard to be as bad as you have been. It blows my mind. And then for Brent Pry, I mean, Diesel, you're talking about a guy who's 16-24 overall, 10-13 in the ACC. Couldn't even hold a average or winning record in the ACC and 0-3 starts this season. It look, is Virginia Tech a powerhouse? No. We know that. They're not a blue blood anymore. But certainly, Brent Pry, his job he did there was just uninspiring, to say the least.
Yeah, and for Virginia Tech, you're in such a tough spot because as soon as you find somebody, if you get lucky enough to land a coach that is special, that can bring Virginia Tech back up into that 9-10 win realm, he's going to get hired away like that.
Yeah, probably.
Because you don't have the money that the SEC programs and the Big Ten programs have.
But how do you not, and I know the season's still going on, like it just started, by the way. How do you not, if you're Virginia Tech, just go right up the road or down south, whatever it is, I don't want to be corrected, and call Jamie Chadwell? I mean, like, where this is, come on. I mean, you've got to, if you want to somehow, some way, Diesel, get back the relevance, throw whatever you got. He's making pretty good at Liberty, by the way.
I got to think that Jamie Chadwell's history, and he's got a little history of maybe some improprieties, especially when he was down at Charleston Southern, and some of that followed him to Coastal Carolina. I think he's done a pretty good job kind of distancing himself from that over the years. I mean, maybe that's the reason why Power Four programs just aren't calling him, because he's clearly a good football coach.
I don't think so, man. I
can't figure it out either.
I don't know that that's the reason. I just ultimately think that you've got to prove yourself. And I don't know that Jamie Chadwell, according to a lot of people, you know, in these big positions, is proven enough.
Is beating up on literally the worst schedule in FBS proving anything to anyone?
No, and that's the problem. And they're not good this year either. I mean, they're not, like, blowing the doors off. So I don't know. I mean, look, he's making a ton of money at Liberty. But, man, like, you're Jamie Chadwell, you would think that you go to Virginia Tech, you're going to make a lot more. He's making $4 million a year right now. And it's a 7-year deal. So he's making good. Making pretty good money. Brent Pry at Virginia Tech.
He's making $5 million.
He was at 4.75. Oh, so yeah. God. Right at him. So you're really talking about 750,000 dollars, right?
I mean, if I'm him, I'm demanding 5.5. I don't know if he'll get it. I'm just saying you demand it because you see how fast guys get fired from that program and how down bad that program really is.
Sure.
It's tough. But it can get worse. It can get worse, Cole, because firing Brent Pry and Deshaun Foster for UCLA triggered the new, never-before-been-invoked 30-day transfer window where players on those two rosters, by virtue of their head coach leaving, can enter a transfer portal. Now, I don't know how many opportunities any of those players are going to have because pretty much everybody's roster is already stacked and filled unless somebody is just decimated by injuries this early in the season. That might be the only thing that creates a window for programs to pick off the UCLA and Virginia Tech rosters. But, I mean, think about the potential worst-case scenario of a whole bunch of guys leaving and then them not having enough guys to finish a season. Think about that. A power program forfeiting games because they don't have a roster. It's not going to get to that point, but it's not that far off.
It's wild to think about, man. Tolos, I am calling on you. Why? Well, when we gave away those TSO tickets a few minutes ago, the phone lines literally filled up within a matter of seconds.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Literally like a Christmas tree. And I mean, I didn't know we had so many phone lines. So it's good to know that y'all, you Tolos out there, will call and try to win some free tickets. But I want the same type of response. Because most of you out there have a team that either won or lost this weekend. I want that same response in the very next segment. For Overreaction Monday, it doesn't matter who your team is. It doesn't matter if they won or lost. I want to hear from you. We want that energy and your best overreaction. 844-326-3663. Let's fill the phone lines up now on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.